We allow ourselves to become aware of our bodies, bring ourselves back into our bodies and our energy systems, and feel the weight of them and the integrity of them, the familiarity of them, the presence of them, their faithfulness through the years, their mystery, their potential. And feeling our weight, wherever we feel our weight pressing into the environment around us. Recognizing that as we are being held, we're having an impact on everything around us. And that's to be accepted, and to be accepted with a sense of humility and responsibility as possible. And once again, we become aware of our spark, wherever it may be lodging now within our energy systems. And allowing our awareness to rest on our spark, and our spark to rest within our awareness. Connecting with and affirming through our sparks, the other sparks in the circle. And those who would be with us, and those who are with us in any way. Across time and space. Those whose hopes and prayers are upholding this effort. And being aware of that, sensing once again the stability, the access to wisdom, the community that we have through our root systems, all the resources we need. Claiming our sparks and supporting and encouraging others in claiming their sparks. Through our spark, we allow ourselves to reach out and connect with and affirm the sparks of others who are affected by the pandemic. Maybe just one person or small group of people or a whole class of people. Connecting with and affirming their sparks. Whether they're concerned about their employment or have lost their employment or concerned about their livelihood or their health or the health of those they love. Those who are worried or scared or affected or unconscious under medical treatment. connecting with and affirming their sparks through our sparks. And gliding across to our sparks, connect with and affirm the sparks of those impacted by the domination system. Those whose bafflement has been extreme, whose distortions have been tortuous, whose defenses have had to be unnaturally constructed, in whatever circumstance we can imagine them, or just connect with an individual or a group of individuals, affirming their sparks, knowing that as through our sparks we connect with and affirm their sparks, that their distortions may be released, their bafflement clarified, their defenses eroded, subtly, pervasively. Breathing some light and some life, a little space in their experience as their spark becomes stronger and they begin to experience a little more freedom. Then up, as I envision it, one level to those battling the pandemic one way or the other, individuals, groups, classes, whatever comes to us, whatever, wherever our spark takes us, first responders, medical personnel, researchers, scientists, scholars, lab assistants, students, people creating masks and handing them out. And across to those working to dismantle the domination system. Those who are aware of it or not aware of it. An individual, a group, a collective, to our sparks, reaching out and connecting with their sparks to affirm them and strengthen them. The writers, the resistors, the activists, the thinkers, the publishers, and those who support them. Those burrowing into the intricacies of the domination system to open it up so that it might fall of its own weight, dismantling itself on the way down. becoming its component parts, each easily distinguishable and able to be addressed with compassion and clarity, drawing up from the taproot into the aquifer of living wisdom. And up a level to those profiting from the pandemic in any way, with no judgment, through our sparks, connecting with and affirming their sparks, whether it's financial profiteering or just having more space in their lives or more closeness to family and others, time and space to consider themselves in new light in any way, benefiting from the pandemic, connecting with and affirming their sparks, that their sparks may be strengthened, their defenses eroded, their bafflement clarified, their distortions released, and across to those benefiting from the domination system, in all humility, individuals or a class or group or a population, through our sparks reaching out and connecting with and affirming the sparks of those people. To strengthen their sparks, that their defenses may be eroded, their bafflement clarified, their distortions released, that things may move a little more freely, within them to find their right place and their right size, and up to the level of those whose decisions and choices concerning the response to the pandemic are affecting large populations of people, or could, connecting with and affirming their sparks, eroding their defenses, releasing their distortions, clarifying their bafflement, to make them more available to the innate wisdom available to them in making the decisions they make. With courage and clarity and compassion. and across to perhaps the hardest of all, those who are invested in the domination system, those who see no other way or choose to see no other way, those who are blind by choice or by habit or by upbringing or by fear or bafflement, connecting with and affirming their sparks, knowing that regardless of the defenses and the bafflements and the distortions, that there is a spark of humanity within them. And connecting with and affirming that spark through our sparks. Knowing that subtly, pervasively, irrepressibly, the strengthened spark acts to erode the defenses, clarify the bafflement, and release the distortions. And recognizing that we can always return to that work or any of this work, and recognizing that at least for me it's the hardest thing of all, that particular population. So we take refuge in sinking down into our roots, drawing up again from the aquifer of living wisdom, feeling the stability of our roots as they reach down through the strata to give us access and stability to the resources we need. And reaching out our root hairs and our roots to gently invite the roots of all those that we have been with, that we have, whose sparks we've connected with and affirmed during this time, to gently reach out through the strata underneath visible, articulable experience, to gently lure them, their roots down, so that they experience more stability, greater wisdom, and greater community, so that they may become more willing for their sparks to be strong and their defenses eroded, and their bafflement clarified, and their distortions released. And maybe we feel our roots, our rhizomes going under all existence or under all those people, all those populations that we've been with through our sparks. So a vast spread of our root hairs drawing down, encouraging the roots of others to go deeper, to get closer to the wisdom, to gain more stability, to be more accessible to the true community. And knowing we can always return to this, and giving ourselves time to appreciate this and to experience this invitational dynamic of our root systems. and we allow our awareness to spring up and up and up to the atmosphere and the ionosphere and out to the outer bounds of the ionosphere to connect with and affirm this gentle, maybe membrane, interconnected, whatever it is out there that isn't enveloping the whole biosphere of this planet and all the beings housed on it. And through our connection, our awareness, our presence, it distills out the quality of willingness gently dropping down through the atmosphere and down into the lives of those on the planet, penetrating them, permeating them, permeating us too, enhancing the quality of willingness. Spreading it, expanding it, extending it, intensifying it. Subtly, probably. Very subtly. Nonetheless, the quality of willingness is increased, is strengthened, and in us too. Becoming aware of our sparks and how they are feeling, whether they've changed at all, whatever their experience is. No need to put words on it. But we may if we wish. We return into our energy systems, our bodies. Find ourselves back at home. Allowing our toes to wiggle and our fingers to move and our bodies to squirm. And gently allowing our eyes to open. And becoming present.